Last week, the county asked for public comments on the SUP, and Hal Kitchen, immediate past chair of the Wilmington Chamber of Commerce, says he's optimistic that this will encourage more citizens to fully read the draft.
Right now, we're primarily hoping that the 30-day continuance will give the folks who said they were opposed to it because they didn't yet know what was in it a chance to find out what is in it. We think if they do that, they'll see that these really are just clarifying changes. These are not substantive changes that go to the heart of the process itself.
But Mike Giles of the North Carolina Coastal Federation says the complicated nature of the SUP calls for active public interaction. Before the SUP goes back before the board, Giles plans to collect written input from environmental groups and sit down with the county planning department to make sure everyone fully understands all concerns.
You know, people that are involved with this day-to-day and that research and study that are following it, like the chamber, it might be simple, but to a normal, everyday citizen that is not involved in the process, it's a complicated and a overwhelming challenge to understand all the implications, all the suggested changes, what they mean.
The County Planning Department is accepting public comments until Friday. Katie O'Reilly, WHQR News.